This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday. Absolutely, hands down, the best one. It's the greatest holiday. I mean, you wake up, you start drinking, you're done, right? Yeah, man. There's no presents to buy, no turkey to cook, no eggs to hide. I'm an alcoholic with two children. You have any idea what a nightmare Easter is for me? Easter morning, my wife's like, where'd you hide the eggs? I'm like, I don't know where I hid the eggs. We should probably get some more eggs. Paddy's Day, I normally like to spend in Boston at the South Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's one of the best in the entire country. It's awesome, but it's not as awesome as the one that I went to. I don't know if you remember, like 15 years ago, some genius had a great idea that in addition to the traditional St. Patrick's Day Parade, they would also have a gay pride St. Patrick's Day Parade in South Boston. What could possibly go wrong there? Because the old school hardcore Boston Irish are renowned for their acceptance of other creeds, sexualities. Are you kidding me? Kevin and Patrick are up at dawn doing shots of Tullamore Dew. When they finish marching, they go to Sully's. They look out their window an hour later, and skipping down L Street in a pink kilt is Seamus McPole Smoker going, we're here! We're queer! And they're like, and your beating's gonna be wicked fucking severe. I would say it was 3 weeks ago, we took the Irish comedy tour to Austin, Texas. I have no words. And as soon as we walk into the place, I see this waitress go by with the biggest hamburger I've ever seen in my entire life. I said, what is that? They said, oh, that's the headliner challenge. If you eat the whole thing, you get free tickets to the show. 5-pound cheeseburger. I said, that's the stupidest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Guy goes, that's because it's made for boys from Texas, not some Yankee pussy in a skirt. So now I'm eating his cheeseburger. 6 minutes I took that bitch down. 6 minutes! Yes, to prove that the Irish are just as stupid and as stubborn as people from Texas by eating 5 pounds of beef, bacon, and cheese to get tickets for a show I was fucking performing on. Hey, my name's Mike McCarthy. Thank you all so very much for coming out.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.